WeeB 108, Storm and Norman, WeeB Wanka Morning Show, and joining me on our WeeB 108 podcast is Steve Gaspar with the Hollywood All-Stars, an incredible band. Steve, so happy to talk with you. You got a big show coming up this Friday night at the Fairfield Community Theater, the SHU Community Theater in Fairfield. Boy, do you have a show. Tell us about the Hollywood All-Stars, and Steve, welcome.
Norman, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. Yeah, the show is this Friday at the Sacred Heart Community Theater, downtown Fairfield, Connecticut. For anyone that may or may not be familiar with it, it's actually the old community theater that was sitting there on the corner of the Post Road in downtown Fairfield, unused for a couple of years. Sacred Heart has taken it, remodeled and refurbished the whole theater and turned it into a really spectacular concert venue. The Hollywood All-Stars are thrilled to be able to be doing our big record release party there this coming Friday evening. So we're very excited about it.
They did quite a job, Matt and all the folks from SHU. The theater is brought back to its old glory. The sound is unbelievable. The Hollywood All-Stars, and I had a chance to listen to your CD, which is phenomenal. What are the Hollywood All-Stars?
Well, the band started out as a passion project of mine several years ago. The idea was mine to take a group, a collection of musicians that I respected, not only as artists, but as friends as well, and put together this big, crazy band with a full horn section, live horns, Hammond organ, percussion, vocals. And it was really an over-the-top kind of project, Norman. And it caught on very quickly, and at the time was basically a really good cover band. There weren't any original songs involved at that particular time. But what we did is took a lot of material from artists that we were fortunate enough to have either toured or recorded with, and we put our own spins on some of these hit songs that people were very familiar with.
What is the incarnation of the band like now? How many band members do you have?
Well, as it exists now, Norman, it's a 13-piece band. And, you know, back when I started this, I never dreamed that 5 years later I'd be sitting here on the phone with you telling you that I've got the horn section that did the Rolling Stones Steel Wheels tour, the bass player that plays with Johnny and Edgar Winter, the lead singer that fronted Tower of Power for 7 years. It's just really an honor for me to be able to have recorded this original material with this collection of people. It really is quite a thrill.
And what does Steve Gaspar do in the band? That's you.
And that's me. I am, this is really is sort of my, I call it my traveling circus, Norman. I am the keyboard player playing Hammond organ and piano. Wrote the CD that we have coming out on Decco Records and co-produced the project with another very dear friend of mine, Andy Abel, who's also the guitarist on the CD. So it's, you know what, these are people that are nice people to hang around with in addition to being incredible musicians. So it really has become like a big family.
I've known Andy for many years, and he is a true professional. You know, I had a chance to listen to not only to your latest CD, but you have tons of videos on YouTube. And, you know, you have your newest songs, these songs that are originals. But, man, I got to tell you, I've never heard a version of Living in America, the James Brown song, done so well and admirably. You've got some great vocalists in the band, too.
You know, we're so fortunate, Norman. Yeah, Tommy Bowes did that. Background vocals on that, I contributed a little bit. But we have my wife, Suzanne, who I actually had a record deal with years ago on Columbia Records, as well as Melanie Bennett doing all the backgrounds on that track. And it's funny how that one came along. The songwriter, the gentleman who wrote that song, Charlie Midnight, who wrote it along with the late, great Dan Hartman, became a fan of the band. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't realize that the horn section I was working with, the Uptown Horns, actually played on James Brown's version of it. So a conversation I was having with Charlie Midnight unfolded, and it became a very synergistic thing happened, and we just felt that it would be a great song to add, to have one cover song on the project. Plus, the message of that song is so timely. What better time than now, with all the crazy stuff going on in the world, to give a tip of our hat to America and this great country that we're all fortunate enough to live in.
If you'd like to go see the Hollywood All-Stars and our guest here, Steve Gaspar. So this Friday night is the show, SHU Community Theater. How can they get tickets, Steve, and where can we find you online?
Norman, they could get tickets at the Sacred Heart box office. If you Google Sacred Heart, you'll be able to find them. You can also get them through our website, thehollywoodallstars.net. We are a net website, but if you go on thehollywoodallstars.net, we have a tab pull down of our tour, and the tickets are available there as well. You can also find us on Facebook, and we're very much looking forward to being able to present this project to a hometown audience first. I thought the theater would be a perfect location because a lot of the band is located in, you know, southern Fairfield County, New York, and New Jersey. So this is a really great opportunity for all our diehard fans who have been with us from the beginning to come out and celebrate this really great event with us.
It is such a great theater. How difficult is it, and how do you choose a set of songs for a show that's coming up in Fairfield Friday night?
Well, obviously, the five songs that are on our EP, we're going to be doing those. And we have cherry-picked all of the songs that the cover material that we used to do that seem to have been fan favorites and also jive with the same genre of our original material. So it really is very seamless the way that we'll be interspersing the cover songs with our originals. And, you know, after having done this for a while, Norm, we know the songs that the fans have always come back to us and say, those are the ones that we love. And obviously we'll be tailoring the set to those diehard fans that are going to be with us this Friday.
And as Steve mentioned before, this theater has been around for quite a while. It was the old community theater in Fairfield. But one of the other landmarks that was next door, for those of you who remember, was a place called Tommy's Place.
Absolutely. We spent many an evening in there, Norm.
Absolutely. So the theater is right next door, and you're going to be there Friday night. What's the showtime, Steve?
We hit at 8 o'clock. The doors will be opening at 6:30 for VIP, 7 o'clock for the general admission. And it's this Friday, August 26th, 8 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Community Theater in downtown Fairfield. And the Hollywood All-Stars are really looking forward to seeing everyone there.
It's going to be one of those nights that you're going to leave the theater after a night of music with Steve Gaspar and the Hollywood All-Stars, and you're going to just be like, wow, what did we just see? These guys are great, and where can we see them again? So let me have the website once again for folks who would like to contact you and get tickets for the Friday night show.
Once again, Norm, it's www.thehollywoodallstars.net. And they can find all the information about the band there. They could also check out the brand new lyric video for our first single, Field of Grace, as well as purchase tickets. There's all kinds of info about the band members. They'll enjoy it. It's thehollywoodallstars.net.
13-piece band with lots of fun music, some great originals, and Steve Gaspar, who's going to be behind that Hammond organ. There is nothing like a Hammond organ. And you've had quite a resume yourself. Some of the folks you played with over the years, Steve?
Oh, gosh, Norman. James Brown, B.B. King, Peter Criss, the drummer from Kiss. Most recently, I did a short tour with Gene Cornish, the guitar player from The Rascals. I also worked for a brief time with Scott Spray, with Edgar Winter. So it's been a very diverse group of artists, but, you know, one that's been quite an education and quite a musical journey.
What a great career, and it continues to unfold before our ears. This Friday night, SHU Community Theater in Fairfield with the incomparable Steve Gaspar and the band The Hollywood All-Stars. And Steve, I'm so happy that we finally get a chance to be together on WeeBee 108. I've followed you for years, and best of luck Friday night.
Well, Norm, thank you. The pleasure has been all mine, and I've been a fan and a listener of the station for many, many years and a very long time. And it really is a thrill for me to be able to speak with you about this project. I want to thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Steve Gaspar and the Hollywood All-Stars, SHUCommunityTheater.org and thehollywoodallstars.net for tickets.
Great, Norm. Thank you very much. I've loved speaking with you.